In Florida, recommendations for improving the way votes are cast and counted. This fall's drawn-out vote counts, confused voters, and hanging chads led Governor Jeb Bush to appoint a panel to look at ways of improving the election system. Their report, released today, proposes a multi-million dollar package of reform. From Miami, NPR's Philip Davis reports.
The first thing the governor's Select Task Force on Elections Procedures wants to do is get rid of the paper punch card ballots that bedeviled Florida's presidential election last year. Instead, the task force recommends that Florida lease an optical scan voting system, the kind where voters fill in blank ovals like a multiple choice exam, for the next big election cycle in 2002. Optical scanners allow ballots to be checked right at the precinct and have low error rates. Even so, task force chairman Jim Smith, a former Secretary of State, says it makes sense to lease, not buy, the system.
Touchscreen machines and other kinds of equipment are being, I think, developed as we speak, given what's going on nationally. And we did not want to lock ourselves into a technology that may change very rapidly and find ourselves 4 or 6 years down the road with something that even is more efficient than the precinct optical scanner.
For now, however, touchscreen technology is prohibitively expensive. It takes an estimated $100 million to upgrade the whole state. Optical scan ballots, on the other hand, are already installed in 41 of Florida's 67 counties, and the cost would be less, around $20 million. Now, elections are a county responsibility, but the task force is recommending that the state match county expenditures on a 50-50 split. That proposal is already engendering controversy in the state legislature. Representative Tom Feeney is Speaker of the Florida House.
The bottom line is that counties that have in the last 3 or 5 years updated their machinery worked perfectly well, are now being asked to subsidize the mismanagement or the unwillingness of other counties that have not been responsible and have not updated their machinery.
Like many in the mainly Republican state legislature, Feeney thinks that if there was a problem with the election, it lay with the state Supreme Court, which ordered a recount that was eventually struck down, and not with the way the votes were cast and counted.
Other than the punch card ballot, which I think there's near unanimity to get rid of and prohibit, the bottom line is most of our machines worked pretty well. And what folks are talking about now when they talk about undercounts or overcounts is voter error.
Indeed, voters' problems were another major area of concern for the task force. As the 21-member panel met around the state last month, there was much consternation over the number of ballots that were improperly marked, badly punched, or simply left blank. So the task force is recommending improved training for poll workers, the posting of a Bill of Voters' Rights and Responsibility at every polling place, and a new emphasis on voter education. St. Lucie County Election Supervisor Gertrude Walker says it's a statewide responsibility.
I do believe that voter education is the key in all of this, but the money that it costs is really something that local supervisors just do not have.
The task force is scheduled to discuss the report on Monday. It will then be forwarded to Governor Jeb Bush and the state legislature to use as they see fit. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.
Thank you.